With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Biden administration wants the Supreme Court to rule on an issue involving Texas and illegal immigrants.
Texas put up fencing to take control of a nearly 50-acre public park along the Rio Grande in Eagle Pass. It's a crossing point for thousands of migrants entering from Mexico last year. The fencing prevents federal agents from accessing a larger and more visible crossing point. The Justice Department says along one stretch, members of the Texas National Guard and their vehicles are preventing border agents from getting to the river. Governor Greg Abbott says Texas has the authority to control access to any geographic location in the state. The state and federal government are involved in multiple legal disputes over actions Texas has taken at the border. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The agents were using the park to process illegals. The number of voters who identify as Democrat hitting a new low. A new Gallup poll found just 27% of those surveyed said they identify as a Democrat. Independents continue to make up the largest political bloc in the U.S., and they continue to grow at 43%. Also at SRNnews.com, winter weather causing major issues at airports, with over 2,100 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. canceled Friday. FlightAware says nearly 7,000 flights were delayed. The top police officer in Los Angeles calling it quits.
Chief Michael Moore made the unexpected announcement Friday. He's taking off his badge the end of February so he and his wife can move closer to their out-of-state daughter. Moore has been a cop for more than four decades and chief since 2018. He'd been reappointed last year for a second term to begin planning for the city's 2028 Olympics. The department's faced several controversies during Moore's tenure. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Well, Peeps have some new flavors. Rice Krispies Treats, Icy Blue Raspberry, Sour Strawberry, and S'mores Graham Cracker. This is SRN News. Assisted suicide will be a big issue in 2024.
Legislation that would legalize the practice has been introduced in 10 states, including Michigan, New York, and Pennsylvania. Several other states are expected to follow suit, although it is not expected that all those measures will actually be approved. Pro-life advocates warn that a so-called right to die can quickly turn into a responsibility to die, affecting the old and disabled in a disproportionate measure. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Ireland are considering a hate speech bill. Critics say it would criminalize speech and threaten freedom of religion. Legislation would outlaw any speech that incites hatred or violence against a protected group, including members of the queer trans community. Christians argue simply quoting the Bible under this new law would be a violation. International Christian Concern warns that for Ireland's Christian population, the measure would threaten the right to share one's faith. This is SRN News. It was a mixed day on Wall Street to end the week, but it closed on a positive note, as we hear from Seth Soutelle.
Wall Street drifted to a mixed finish as it closed out its 10th winning week in the last 11. The S&P 500 ended Friday up 0.1%. The benchmark index is within 0.3% of its record high. The Dow fell 118 points. That's about 0.3%. The index of 30 major blue chips was dragged down by a big drop in United Health Group. The NASDAQ ended basically flat. The mixed trading came after earnings season kicked off with mixed results from Delta Airlines, JP Morgan Chase, and other big companies. Bond yields fell after a report showed inflation in wholesale prices was weaker than expected last month. That bolstered expectations that the Federal Reserve would cut interest rates. Seth Soutelle, New York.
Quaker Oats extending last month's granola bar, snack, and Captain Crunch recall due to possible salmonella to even more products. More details at SRNnews.com.